Welcome to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This is show number 65 for June 30th, 2006.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that...
Hello, it's Sunday, July 30th, and you're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris. This would be show number 65. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to email us, please do so, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. If you would like to send a voice comment to our phone number that we have, the phone number is, Keith?
206-984-GAME.
Yes, that is 206-984-4263.
When they call us, is there like something like, welcome to the dreamstation.cc voicemail account? No, because it'd be good, because that way every week we leave a new like message for the listener. And that would spur one to call in and see what the new this week's secret message is.
Yeah, that's it. That's going to do it.
Yeah.
Again, that number is not toll-free. That number is a regular charge number. With us today, we have Keith.
Hello.
We have Bob.
Hi. What the f*** was that?
We have R2-D2.
Tom and Phil have just spoken.
Wait,
up.
I want to say something, because I wanted to just let everybody know that I followed through on my promise. And now that I finally had a job, I went to the store and bought the first two CDs that I have bought in about 10 years.
You sellout. You bought CDs? What kind of pirate are you?
Yar, get off the Black Pearl.
Our bands that we listen to will starve to death if we don't start buying their albums. That's why I wanted to do that and support the industry. So I bought Bury Your Dead and Terror and then downloaded...
I think I've gone over who's all on the panel. Let's get into the housekeeping portion.
Hello. Oh, you never welcomed me.
Or me.
All right, so we have Ivan and Tom also.
And check out the new layout at mccraigslot.com.
What? Today we're going to talk about what's new at DreamStation, what we are playing, Sony's PS3 to have achievements, a Sony stockholder heads up, pirates are hurting the bottom line. Interesting.
Yeah, Bob.
Week after that discussion. Factor crap that Keith will be issuing this one this week. Aaron Greenberg interview. He is a Xbox Live side of marketing global
venture forth executive. Of
yes, it was funny. He didn't really know his own title either, so I don't feel that bad that we don't. We have a forum question. We also have lastly our mailbag.
Mailbag.
Next topic.
Housekeeping section is where we clear up any problems that we had the previous week, as well as go over topics that aren't quite long enough for a full news segment. Got some feedback recently that said that the housekeeping and the mailbag are getting a little bit too long and they're taking up the majority of the show. I kind of agree with that. We're going to work on shortening them up a little bit. Keep the feedback coming. We want it. Without the feedback, we will never improve. The question has been posed, are we doing the DreamStation Gaming Night on Xbox Live this Friday? We're going to do it pretty much every Friday, but just keep in mind, you don't have to only do it on Friday. I mean, there's nothing stating that you can only come on Fridays and play. People were very distraught, like, I'm so sorry, I missed the Friday night gaming. I'm like, it's cool, man, because...
Play, like, every day.
I mean, if you see me on, just send me an invite and be like, hey.
DreamStation Mail is moving in August. August 5th, it will go away completely. If you use the DreamStation free mail account, it's going to go away. Send me an email and I will give you an invite. I think one person so far has taken me up on that offer. Redeema's contest is still going on. It's the video game mashup. If you take a video game and a movie and squash it together, if you do the cover art, you will get a higher score if you do such things. Again, the example was Blades of Steel Magnolias. And if you want to send the entries to me, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, and put contest in the subject line, the deadline is like 2 weeks or so. Prizes will be given. We're not sure what yet.
We're giving away prizes for something?
We are. Speaking of prizes, though, we also have the virtual party in a box from Microsoft.
The Asian marketplace.
In this party in the box, you get Xbox Live Marketplace points. You get a Napster code to download some old school 80s songs if you choose, or some new stuff if you want. You also get a code for some free Papa John's pizza.
A free pizza. So invite all your friends and enjoy a
invite
pizza.
All your friend.
Once again, reminder that we are up for a podcast award on podcastawards.com. You can vote once per day per email, per IP, or some such nonsense. The voting in general, it's not a very secure, authentic way to vote. I mean, if you have a million Gmail accounts, you can win given enough time. I was more pumped that we were nominated. I think pretty much that the Halo-based podcast, Podtacular, is going to run away with the prizes.
Actually, no. I'm going to put my money on Gamertag.
Once again, though, we are sitting here standing toe-to-toe with the Halo franchise. I found that very ironic.
I'm predicting now Podtacular is going down. You heard it here first. You're going down, Podtacular.
Right, I'm going to try and have Fumo Jive on the podcast, actually.
Next topic.
What's new at DreamStation? We have a review up of Warhammer 40,000 Glory and Death for the N-Gage. It also looks really good. It's a turn-based strategy with Warhammer 40,000 on your cell
phone. And they waste it on N-Gage.
Next topic.
what games have we been playing? In the last week, the top two games that we've been playing. Keith, you started off.
Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow for the DS. Warlords 4 for the PC. And Shingen the Ruler for the Nintendo.
Dear Lord, you're going old school. Ivan, what about you? What have you played in the last 7 days?
Not a whole lot. About the only thing I've played is Mario Kart DS.
What about you, Tom? What have you played in the last 7 days?
Playing Half-Life 2, saving humanity from the evil Combine Empire, only to be put back into stasis by the mysterious G-Man. And, of course, City of Villains, but I think this might be my last week playing it because I am now ready to cancel the account.
For a fuming hatred, they've drug you along for 2 solid months. That's pretty good on their side.
Yeah.
I can't wait till next week when he comes back on the show and says, damn it, I got charged for another month.
That's a way to sucker Tom in, make him forget to cancel. Bob, what about you? What have you played in the last 7 days?
Yeah, I haven't. I played... I don't deserve to be on the show this week.
Phil, what about you? What have you played?
Burnout Revenge on 360 with Satan Banana over at Chris's place yesterday. World of Warcraft, we did some instances on Monday night.
And I played Burnout Revenge for the 360 and Chrome Hounds also for the 360. And although I'm not going to review it right now, that Chrome Hounds game, I got a lot of questions. Hey, is that any good? It got very mixed reviews on game rankings. It's like a 60% or something. Awesome. If you're into the mech games, you could probably go ahead and pick it up. It's the most strategy and the most customizing that I've pretty much seen on any console ever. Full review will be forthcoming.
Next topic.
Jumping into our first actual news segment here, Sony's PS3 to have achievements. EGM's Dan Hsu said that Sony will actually have achievements similar to the 360 in their games for the PlayStation 3.
No, it's not at all similar to the 360. They thought of it first, and then Xbox
stole it from them with their strange time travel device. They're going to be called entitlements. That's the rumor going around. It's because you're entitled to not only buy our system for $600, but also achieve something once in a while. I am. I'm getting a little sick and tired of Microsoft and Nintendo just copying off of everything Sony does 3 weeks before they do it.
Using their clairvoyant powers.
Maybe I'm not the only one born with spectacular nipples.
D. Balma's armpits of sight.
developers. Interesting, we're going to get to it in the Aaron Greenberg interview, but one of the things that he had mentioned was that the Windows games push is coming up, and apparently it sounded like those are going to have achievements in them as well. I'm not saying that Sony shouldn't copy this achievements thing, it's just at this point they're kind of a laughing stock in the game industry, so every time they open their mouth they say something stupid and people make fun of them. Had they not had all this back history of their stupidity with their console prices and their arrogance, I don't think anyone would care if they actually had achievements because they're kind
of
cool.
I'm somewhat indifferent to the whole idea of it, but I think anything that adds something new to PC gaming is just good news all around.
It's all unoriginal content is what it boils down to.
Yes and no. The fact that Sony is accusing everybody else of stealing ideas, and then what do they go ahead and do? Steal ideas.
If they weren't sitting there tooting their own horn the whole time, no one would care.
Next topic.
This one wasn't originally supposed to be in there. I'm going to mention it anyways. There's all kinds of rumors. We're going to fully report on this one. E3 no more? Question mark? They potentially are getting rid of E3.
What's the issue now?
Just all the bad press and everything that's going on about, you know, they toned down the chicks and the fact that it's basically just a big long party and that it's too many people are coming. There was like 60,000 people there. I mean, if you stock shelves at Best Buy, they let you in. They're like, oh, you're in the game industry. You put the PSP titles right there on the rack. Good job. Come on in.
I heard they said some big hardware and software vendors. One, I'd like to know who the big hardware and software vendors that were all of a sudden saying that they weren't coming back. All the articles that you read about the end of E3, it says unspecified hardware and software vendors pulling out.
Guy who's making the Phantom.
I'm going to guess that one of them was probably Sony, because he figured they spent a lot of money to put on an E3 show only to do it horribly and then get ripped in the press. So I'm really curious to know if Sony was like the first big name to pull out, and that kind of caused a cascading effect where all these other vendors followed right behind. Something else will pop up to take its place.
And maybe the Game Developers Conference becomes the new E3. Something will be there. I totally agree. I think there's far too many people.
Well, yeah, they just need to let less people in.
Yeah, when you have to wait in line 9 hours to see the new Nintendo console, something is really wrong with the system. The whole idea of that show is it's for the media to show, hey, look, here's all the new products coming within the year. Now you guys go and spread the gospel of love to all your listeners and fans and readers and everything else.
Well, it's because any Yahoo can start a podcast and then go to E3.
This wasn't really a scheduled topic, but I figured we should at least hit on it because E3 going away is huge news. But at this point, it seems like Battlefield chaos. Nobody knows exactly what's going on.
It'll probably get all straightened out by the time the show airs Wednesday, and this whole segment will be useless.
Next topic.
A Sony stockholder's heads up. So, hey, stockholder, heads up. The Sony Games Division predicts more bad news with the PS3 in an earth-shattering revelation here. Senior VP said that they expect significant, in all caps, losses from the PlayStation 3 in the third quarter. He commented, quote, "We may see valuation losses of a size that we just can't laugh away in the quarter."
Do they normally laugh away losses at Sony?
Oh, they're the losses.
They went on to say that within 5 years, just a mere 5 years, they'll totally recoup all the losses that they'll get.
Funny, that was my whole take on moving here to San Francisco. In 5 years, I'll recoup all the losses. How bad could it be?
I think if Blu-ray takes off, yeah, absolutely. And that'll help them sell more HD DVDs. Blu-ray has to go, and then the Sony division in general can sell more HD TVs. They could totally recoup this within 5 years, I agree. If not, they're kind of hosed. They just lost $200 million last quarter. Microsoft, however, lost pretty much double that last quarter in the home entertainment division. So not just the console, but Sony as a company is doing okay. But yeah, their R&D from the PlayStation 3 is dragging the game division down. The thing that's making the company not so shabby is all their other divisions. And the PS2 is still selling pretty well. Since we're talking about it, I guess the Xbox 360 tangent here would be that Microsoft expects the 360 to be profitable by 2008. So that's 2 years off. Maybe earlier. Their biggest asset, aside from having $50 billion in cash on hand, is really how the marketplace is actually working and taking off.
Horse armor. Their biggest asset is horse armor.
I mean, in general, consoles lose money. This is really not new information. It's just, again, every time Sony opens their mouth, I'm kind of honestly at this point hoping that they come out and just blow everyone away. I don't think they're going to. I could just see Ken Kutaragi standing on a table somewhere at a press conference, just dancing with his pants around his ankles, mooning the entire board of executives saying, "I told you." There are already in the forums. I don't know if you guys saw Happy the Fish Boy. The first post has been posted.
No.
Yes. Senior Busta Rhymes. It's a small Mexican boy with a Extreme Home Edition Makeover t-shirt on with a snorkel and scuba gear. And this guy just looks like about to spew a Bill Cosbyism. Eric M.M. Marin.
Yeah, that guy, like, just puts his face on random s***. What's the deal
with
him?
I like to prance around in the Renaissance times and stab the peasants in the face with my popsicle sticks.
If you have no idea what the crap we're talking about, go to the forums and the general forum, and there is Hepe the Fish Boy. Ivan's been awfully quiet.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Next topic.
Pirates are hurting the bottom line. Yes, recently it's been announced that Adobe is going under because Bob continually downloads their products. A press release was issued this morning. Adobe CEO said...
You're close to Adobe's headquarters now. If you go down to San Jose, they're in there.
Oh, good. I can just drive down to San Jose, like walk right in and be like, "Hey, guys, what's up? What are you doing?" "Nah, I didn't want to take the time to download it."
Do it here or do it in my apartment. Either way.
What they actually said was nothing, because this actual article is about Ritual, who makes the Sin episodic content. Yeah, so basically Valve makes Half-Life. They have this system called Steam that you can download things over the internet. Sin was rampantly pirated, even over Steam. A bug fix came out. The pirates had the audacity to call up customer support to complain that they don't have the patch and the game is buggy.
You seem to have stolen your car but forgot to take the keys. Could you, like, mail them to me real quick?
Michael Russell, he's a guy from Ritual, said that pirates are outnumbering the real customers and tech support calls 5-1.
Wow.
So, basically, this dude's saying, all right, enough. So Russell pointed out that that's one of the bigger reasons that studios are abandoning the PC as a hardware platform and they're going to consoles is because piracy is harder to do. It's less of an issue on the consoles. For the folks that stay with the PC, do they have to turn to things like Starforce, which people hate, but it's actually harder to break, so harder to copy these games on the PC? He's saying the other thing is that piracy really is only a couple $100 fine. Nobody really cares about it, whatever. So what they're doing is they're reporting the pirates to the ISPs, the internet service providers. The reason that they're doing this is because usually pirates are the ones who are eating your network's bandwidth. So folks like Bob, who download things constantly all day long, ISPs have to pay for that bandwidth cost. So by reporting them...
No, I have to pay for that bandwidth cost. I'm just using it how I see fit.
ISP stands for I See Pirates. So pirates are hurting the bottom line. I guess now is the time to say that if you do choose to pirate, which we do not condone at all, but if you do, don't give them the salt and the wound and then call them for tech support. Like,
what happened to honor among thieves? Come on.
Can I play John C. Dvorak for a moment and be really skeptical about this? You have this company coming out and saying that some ridiculous number, 80% of all their help desk calls are actually coming from pirates.
They have that pirate accent and none of the Indians can understand them.
Hello, I'm here to help you.
I seem to be screwing my floppy drive doesn't seem to be working, and the program doesn't work, yar. What did you just say?
My CD-ROM only spins starboard.
No, see, let me finish my thought. So my inner conspiracy theorist says that, okay, what if you're Valve, and you want to include something like
Starforce?
You want to include Starforce, but you know that your community is really going to hate that. Everyone's going to come down on you for having that. But you kind of seed this story out to the gaming media, and everyone runs with it, and suddenly they get a little sympathy when should they decide to move towards something like this. I'm really skeptical. I wouldn't be surprised if suddenly they come down with some kind of Star Force system that they want to start putting on discs. That's my little Oliver Stone talking.
So I guess, again, the point here is we at DreamStation do not condone piracy. You should always buy the software that you're using.
Yeah, I don't really. Why would I do that? I got a job. I could easily afford.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Fact or Crap.
This is the Fact or Crap. I have four selections here. Three of them are facts. One is crap. So the first one is Game Boy Micro sold more units than Xbox 360s in Japan in last week in sales. Number two, the very first arcade game to ever be ported to cartridge was Space Invaders.
Dear Lord.
Number three, there are only three items that can be gotten in Super Mario Brothers.
The original?
The Super Mario Brothers.
The one that was packed with the NES.
And the fourth one is Monopoly is losing paper for plastic. They're doing away with paper money to be replaced with credit, debit card type things to keep track of your money instead of paper. So those are the four. So Game Boy Micro sold more units than Xbox 360 last week in Japan. Very first game to be ported to cartridge was Space Invaders. Only three items that can be gotten in Super Mario Brothers. And Monopoly is doing away with paper money for credit cards.
Wow.
This is hard.
This might be the toughest factor crap we've ever had on the show.
I went old school on you guys.
All right, I'm going to say that's crap. Mario Brothers had more than three items.
Okay.
Well, the question I have, though, is coin is an item. The one-up mushroom is an item. Firepower is an item. And the growing mushroom is an item. That's four.
No, mushrooms is one item.
But one makes you big, one gives you an extra life. That's two distinct separate items.
I still go that, because even if you link those two together, Invincible Scar is fourth. So, of course, by reading all those out, now you're all going
to
agree.
Yeah, I know. Way to ruin the quiz. Way to go first.
So, unless I'm wrong, Keith's giving me the dirty look. I've totally crushed his... I did all this work and you just ruin it.
I put so much effort into this and you broke it.
I'll just pretend like I didn't hear that. Here's the problem with this. I never owned Super Mario Brothers for an NES. I refused to buy Nintendo back in the day. So I would have guessed that number two, Space Invaders, was the first port, and I would have said Pac-Man was actually the first port.
I don't think that's true.
Well, obviously it's not, because Chris already just said so.
I feel really bad.
I didn't even say go ahead, Chris. He just started talking.
Ivan, did you want to go ahead and take a stab at this?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hard.
How about this? What was your first gut reaction?
My first one was the Game Boy Micro. I think that the Xbox 360, as shitty as it does, probably sold more.
It outsold it by 62 units. Anyway, I'll go over the three. So yes, Chris, you were right.
Sorry.
There are four items that you can get. Mushrooms, stars, flowers, and coins.
Green clovers, blue diamonds, and purple horseshoes.
Game Boy Micro sold 1,472 units. 360 sold 1,410 units.
Where did you get that from? I'm looking at joystick, and even though your numbers are right, this says that the 360 had 1,472 and the Micro had 1,410.
Yeah, f*** you! I'm done with fact and crap!
Next topic.
So up next is our Aaron Greenberg interview. Aaron Greenberg, again, a PR kind of guy for the Xbox. And we chatted with him for probably around an hour on, Wednesday night, Thursday night. But in general, we had a pretty good time with him. So thank you, Tom, in advance for editing the interview. And we have Aaron Greenberg from Microsoft.
How's it going?
It's going good. So, Aaron, your official title is Group Product Manager Marketing for Xbox Live Global Marketing. What does that mean in English?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. It essentially means that I work here on video games, and they pay me to do that. So I keep coming back.
The first question I have is the Xbox Spring update to the dashboard added a whole bunch of new features. Can we expect another dashboard update sometime soon, and what kind of features would it have? I know people are kind of screaming at me about more friends on the friend list, integrating, you know, especially now since it's integrated with Live Messenger, and then friend renaming so you can have nicknames. So if you have too many friends, you can figure out who's who.
Yeah, those are great, great features. And actually, those are ones I know that have come up. So I guess first to answer your question is that we will have an update in the fall. We haven't really specified exactly when that will happen. But, you know, before the end of the year, there'll be a major update, much like the spring update. And the details of that at this point, there's a lot of stuff that could make it into this update. And so we're kind of get a little bit closer to that being finalized before we like to kind of go out and confirm exactly what's going to be there.
There are a couple wow things, though, like kind of like with the synchronous downloading and the queues and all that stuff. There'll be some things that people are like, yeah, sweet, dude, I've been waiting for that for a very long time.
There's a number of enhancements to the service that will be significant in nature and that you will get on the level of the type of update that you got in the spring. I wish I could tell you a little bit more than that. And then the friends list thing, I'll tell you, that's actually been on the top of my list because, you know, I try to make an effort to, whenever I do any interviews or talk to people or go online, people always ask me my gamer tag and I'm pretty open about giving it out. And my friends list is always, always full. And you guys probably have the same issue, I would assume.
Those of us with Xboxes, yes.
You mean Chris?
They live at my house, Aaron. They just...
Either, yeah. If you don't have an Xbox,
hopefully...
Actually,
in his closet right now. That's why nice. I sound kind of muffled.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, though, and I'm not tooting my own horn or anything, but it is. Somebody will try and ask you to invite, and you got to kick somebody off your list, and it's like, I feel so bad when I'm doing it. Sorry, dude, need more space. You know, goodbye, boot.
My understanding is right now that's probably not something that's coming in the near future. There's a lot. It's a lot more complicated than just expanding that list, because you talked about things about Messenger integration, and, you know, so I don't know the latest on that, but it is something we've asked for. It's something the community's asked us for. The grouping of friends and things like that are all things that I know I want, I know a lot of people in the community want, and it's just a matter of the product team prioritizing that.
Xbox Wednesdays, is that going to be from now on every single week there will be a game, or is it just saying if a game is going to come out, it's going to be on Wednesday, and the majority of Wednesdays a game is going to come out? That was some concern in the community. People didn't know.
Right. So we're not committing to every single Wednesday. Should be very clear on that. What we are committing to is a regular flow of titles, and those titles will always launch on Wednesday. Now, with that said, I think we're at 23 titles. So today Galaga's up. So we're at 24 now, and we're going to have 50 by the end of the year. So what you may find is there may be weeks where we have more than one title. We may have two titles in a week. There may be weeks where we don't have any titles, but you're not going to go through sort of the dry spells that you saw pre- and post-E3. We sort of had Uno and then kind of got quiet for a while. And so this I think, you know, the feedback from the community has been great on it. I mean, I think people were, one, really excited about the games. So, you know, Street Fighter fans have been waiting for that. We're happy to be delivering it. Frogger, Galaga, Pac-Man, and Cloning Clyde, I think, ended up being sort of a bit of a sleeper hit. And the reviews and the feedback on that title have been awesome. And we're getting close to being able to roll out the second wave of that. So we have, you know, five titles in 5 weeks, but you'll see that we've got a lot more titles coming through August and into September as well.
What's your announcement schedule going to be like? I mean, you guys kind of announced four or five games in a row, so we knew up through, I think, what, next week is Pac-Man, and then we don't know what's coming after that. You know, there's titles on the horizon. Are you guys going to nail anything down here in the near future?
So we will come out with some more information. I mean, we've got Street Fighter next week, and then the week after that on August 2nd, and on August 9th, we've got Pac-Man. And my understanding is we do have a title for August 16th. We just haven't said what that is yet. So we'll, in the pretty near future, we should be giving people, you know, folks some more details around that. Crawl up into a ball, and if find a corner in the closet and, you know, play some arcade games. So
what I basically wanted to know is I'm a role-playing game, strategy game kind of person.
Do you yep.
And I'm a turn-based strategy game person. Are there any
okay.
plans for a turn-based strategy game coming out on arcade?
He wants to know if you're going to release Advance Wars is what he's getting at.
Something like, I'm not saying Advance Wars exactly, but something like that, because those are the kind of games that I'm digging.
It's a good question, and I'll tell you, I just picked up my DS Lite. I tried to get Advance Wars, and they were sold out, so I'm looking for it myself.
Awesome,
I played
man.
It. It's a great game, right? You played it on the DS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have not played it yet, so looking forward to it. But I know that what they're really looking at trying to do, you know, in regards to arcade is really bringing sort of a lot, especially through the indie developers, is bringing game types today that either have been sort of lost in time or really aren't, you know, like the scrolling platform scrolling games, adventure games, some of those types of strategy games, things that maybe were popular a few years ago but just didn't translate well when we moved to a high def, you know, $20 million budget title, you know, environment. And so in a world where big production games is really what this generation has turned to be about in a lot of ways, arcade is sort of providing this perfect platform for kind of those just simple, fun games that are easy to play, that, you know, like a Cloning Clyde or even a Small Arms, if you guys have heard much about Small Arms that's coming out later this year. And these guys are all about, they're like, no split screens, you know, and they're like, we want four guys over live in the same screen, all battling it out together, you know, and it's just like, so the just fun games like that, you know, you probably just, you know, you wouldn't see a publisher going out and probably, you know, launching those, especially at this point in the generation. But on arcade, it provides a great platform. So I don't have a specific, like, you know, one, obviously, Advance Wars is probably not coming to our platform. But for now, you'll have to play that on your DS Lite. However, I don't have any specifics around other turn-based strategy games, but I hear you. I love them as well. And I think those are the types of games, like we've talked about, that we think independent developers will be bringing to arcade.
All right, so the big issue you knew we were going to talk about is Texas Hold'em Poker. So there's all kinds of rumors going around, sponsors, no sponsors. People are pulling out. The game was free. Now it's not. Well, maybe it is. Hang on. It's going to come out next week. Who knows? Can you cut through all the crap and tell us what you guys know about poker?
Okay. So that's I will carefully answer this question. How about that? So poker is coming out. It is coming this year. I would say it is in the not too distant future. So without giving specifics around dates, because we haven't announced an official date for it, but the title is looking great. We've played with it recently. There's a lot of great features in there. There's some things, I don't know if you guys have read about some of the features they built in, like persistent bankroll and things like that that are tied to your gamer tag. It's just a lot of really cool features, and I think they've definitely done it right. We did talk about poker earlier in the year, and the idea was that it was going to be our first ever kind of what they describe in this industry as an adver game, where, you know, it's advertised-based game, and that was kind of the initial vision for the game and the plan for the game. That plan has changed a little bit. In that regards, we have not given any additional details around pricing and launch timing and whether it'll be free or paid or how that's all going to work, but we hope to have some details for folks in the next week or two about timing and pricing and all that. So I would just say for now, you know, don't pull the alarm and freak out. I even heard someone started an online petition for free poker, and all kinds of stuff is spread out in the community. We think the people will be happy with the game, and we're going to work on delivering it in a way we think that consumers will be happy with it, keeping in mind that we obviously invested a lot of money to develop the game. And so we think we hopefully will have a good solution that is sort of a win-win for both sides. But at this point, we can't give out many details around that.
Next topic.
Last up, we have the mailbag here. It's time again.
Mailbag!
First email we got was The Radiator. The Radiator wanted to make a point about, while not denying that Half-Life 2 needs a sweet system to look as amazing as it was intended, this refers back, I believe it was last week or the week before, when we were talking about integrated graphics chips, and the guy from Epic saying that it was ruining the games for PC gaming. He said, the game is cool enough, Half-Life 2 being, that it will tailor the settings for the game based on your current hardware, so that basically everybody, regardless of
their... Never works.
I tried that, especially with Day Defeat. It didn't work too good. So, but thank you, The Radiator. We have an audio review here.
Hey, this is Breakfast in 1992. Armored Core games, they're not that bad, except for Chrome Hounds, which it was crap. So, just want to clarify that. Bye.
So, thank you, Braxton, 1992, for your audio email. We played Chrome Hounds. I haven't played enough to put a final result on it, but if you dig kind of the mech games, Armored Core to me was always a little arcadey, and as much as I wanted to like it, I never could because the control scheme wasn't that very good. And quite frankly, there wasn't a lot of strategy to it. You just run at each other shooting. Chrome Hounds, it reverts back to that battle tech where you got to balance things like weight. So from the little bit I played and the little bit the Keith played, we actually dig it quite a bit. It is a very high learning curve, and that's why I feel that it got such bad reviews, is because the learning curve is astronomical. The gamer Andy was nice enough to jump in and show me the ropes, so I appreciate that email here that was sent to us from Max. Max says, hey, look, for all you people who aren't excited enough by Roster Update 07, aka Madden, you can watch a preview of the 360 version for a mere $20 United States currency. This one slipped my mind. I did see it after he sent it to me. EA is releasing something that developers release for free for $20. The sad thing is they will make money off of this. Love the show, by the way. I live in Melbourne, Australia. I love the Aussie jokes. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Now, excuse me, I have to go to the midnight launch party for the Super Nintendo. I hear Mario World is great. What he's talking about is, yeah, literally, there's a pay to watch. It's an hour documentary thing with some of the developers and some of the communities
for 20 bucks.
This one's from Electrobot. Electrobot writes in to say, hey, dear DreamStation.cc Scazwags. Not sure what a scazwag is. I don't know if we have to edit that word or not. Longtime listener, first time writer. I definitely salute you for knocking out the highest energy gaming podcast around. I finally got my video game blog set up and running. I know you're all about the pimpage, so I put a link and to take your little tykes to the website. Hope this is okay, and if you have time, check out my work. Your opinions would be appreciated. The website, www.electrobot-gaming.co.uk.
Oh my god. You know what's a lot easier to spell? mtfragslot.com.
Anyway, I live in the UK. Tea, crumpets, fish and chips and all that. I was wondering whereabouts in the US you guys are and if you have ever been to the UK. Keep up the fine work, gentlemen. Electrobot.
Hey, what's up, Dream Station? Hey, this is Filthy Noob. To let you guys know that you're doing a great job. Wanted to give you guys a little bit of love. I know you guys don't get a lot of voicemails, even though you ask for them every week. Some things I definitely enjoy about the show. Chris, I like pretty cool demeanor. I like the fact that all you guys are pretty cool with most of the consoles, but you're still honest about Sony. One thing I don't like is that dude who called in talked forever last week just because he figured out how to use sound editing equipment or whatever. But Fragzalot, I always like your rant. I believe you about the $700 computer. Maybe you guys could even throw me a ham sandwich. Other than that, you're doing a great job. That's why you got so many listeners, and you guys just hang in there and keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
All right, yes, for butt kissing in an appropriate manner, ham sandwich to you.
Next topic.
Well, I think nobody has anything else. That would be our show. That would be show 65. Check out our website, dreamstation.cc, for all the ooze, news, reviews, interviews, forums, downloadable show archive. Send email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. You can send us some phone comments through our number located at
206984GAME. That's 206984GAME.
Spread the word to your family, friends, local gaming stores, etc. If you dig the show, if you want to vote for us, podcastawards.com. I hope that you guys come back same time next week.
Yes, come back at the same time to download a pre-recorded show.
All right, peeps, we're out.
Must continue begging. Can't stop begging groceries.
Yeah, I hear rustling too, so it's not my end.
I'll assume it's Phil, since it usually is.
No. Well, how could it be
so
me?
Defensive. No, he's like, I stopped begging hours ago.